Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn, and I love just scrolling Twitter and finding things to read. And I came upon an article recently that just really kind of caught my eye, and it was called "A Living Dog Is Better Than a Dead Lion." And that is actually from a Bible verse in the Bible. So I clicked on that, and this article is written by author Rich Wessenberg. He's the author of a book called Treasures of the Believing Heart. And Rich is joining us today from Cheyenne, Wyoming. And first question I got to ask you, Rich, is how's the weather out there in Wyoming?
Well, we just came over a blizzard a couple of days ago, so we are rebounding from that. Otherwise, typical Cheyenne at 6,200 feet. It's a windy day on the high plains and sunny.
All right. Well, that'll teach us not to complain here in Kentucky. It's in the high 60s here today and sunny, so a little warm for this time of year here. But compared to what you've got, we need to be thankful, it sounds like. So
Definitely. People who live in Wyoming usually have a significant reason for it.
Well, Rich, talk to us a little bit about this article. That Bible verse, you know, Ecclesiastes 9:4 has the word hope in it, but what prompted you to write this article?
Well, actually, I initially wrote this article seeing just situations where I was seeing people losing their lives in different situations prematurely, dealing with different encounters and situations. But what grabbed me the most was how young some people were perishing with things which I thought didn't have to happen. And when I look at this, about hope and how important it played in my life. And I can recall when I didn't have hope. And so when I thought about putting this together, it was to really lay out for people that those who really want to love God, that in His Word, in the Bible, there is distinctively God is laying out His heart that we do have hope for a better day, and to really take every day as precious and believe to live every day.
Well, you did a good job of talking about that in this article, and you base it off Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 4. It says, "For to him that is joined to all the living, there is hope, for a living dog is better than a dead lion." Talk a little bit about what that means biblically.
Yes, you know, that I've had a lot of biblical training and study through my years and my life, and I remember studying Eastern books and the role that animals played, and you know, the lion being regal and a dog was common. When I came across this, did some research on it, and you know, as it tied together, when I was putting this together, that just stood out to me, that you know, God is trying to say that it's important. Every day that we live is important, and that death isn't something that we should really take lightly. And every day, the hope is a living reality in our lives. Amongst the just to wake up and be alive is something to be thankful for, and a gift from God. And so, as I started this column, it was just to really start to build that narrative that God wants us to live. And you know, once you start building upon that, you start then to develop even kind of like peeling an onion. The other layers of how God then emphasizes how to even build upon, yes, I want you to stay alive, stay healthy, believe to live long. And then even within that, as we, like I said, peel an onion back, there's even greater incentives that God wants us to know how important we are every single 24-hour period.
Well, you did a really good job reminding that, because I know the enemy does a good job so many times of discouraging, thinking that, you know, we can't make a difference with our one and only lives. And you talked about in your article, hope is what gives purpose to stay alive. If we stay alive, we can believe to do the things for God. We can believe and love God. We can help others. And then I love this sentence, because I don't think I hear enough about this being discussed in churches and just in conversation between fellow followers of Jesus. You said God rewards both actions in this life and the next world to come. And so, you know, that's a great reminder that not only are we doing things to affect things here, but also for eternity, aren't we?
So true. And that's that bigger vision that we have to have in this life. That's part of the hope. And so this world, you know, you hear commonly, I'm only passing through and this world is not my home. But yet we have to emphasize we're still here. But at the same time, yes, there's truth to that statement and very real. And that the next world, you know, we should be cognizant of those realities that take place for what we do in this life. And so our life does have meaning and it gives us purpose. And you find so many times that people are trying to fill their lives with purpose that will sustain them through and give them endurance through the challenges that come up in life. But there is no greater purpose than what we can find from what God tells us in his word. And so when we find out that, hey, you know what, I can help others. And also, you know, I need to spend some time with God today. I personally, I'm very thankful I have dogs. The first thing I do when I wake up in the morning, walking my dogs around the block, I'm starting to spend that time with God and praying. And so he definitely wants us to have a relationship, a fellowship with him, and then carry that out to others in a horizontal relationship, which actually then is noted in his word that there are incentives, rewards to come in the next world to come.
Well, that's one of the things you really expanded in this article, and that's what I wanted you to share about today. We'll start covering some of the things you talked about and finish up in tomorrow's program. But you said in your article, a living dog is better than a dead lion. We're talking with author Rich Wessenberg. He's wrote an outstanding book called Treasures of the Believing Heart, which we'll be talking about more tomorrow. But you said in this article that, you know, God's desire is that everyone build a strong believing heart and receive a full reward, including the five crowns. And I want to see if we could talk about some of those crowns today, and we'll finish the rest tomorrow. But the first one you said you talked about was the incorruptible crown. Can you elaborate and tell us about that, please?
You bet. That comes from 1 Corinthians 9:24 and 25, and being faithful to believe God. See, God, he doesn't expect us to be perfect, but we can become faithful. And so in every 24-hour period, we need to recognize that this crown that's noted in his word, that as we are faithful, we're going to be, we may not be able to picture ourselves living, 70, 80 years. I can't, swallow the elephant. How do you, the phrase is kind of a colloquialism of today that how do you eat an elephant? You take small bites. And so the 24-hour period, being faithful to believe God is a big deal. And so when we look at this from 1 Corinthians 9:24, his emphasis is that, we're in a competition, and God rewards us for this competition that we have, light in the midst of darkness. And if we'll continue to be faithful to endure the things that challenge us in our lives, to not give up on God, because he never gives up on us, that he's going to reward us with an incorruptible crown.
Well, it's such a good analogy there. And, people talk about the Bible's boring or not. But, I love, if you really get in scriptures, you see it's not. And I love, because so many people are into taking care of their health and all. And so God puts it down the lower shelf for a guy like me can understand it. But we really are in a race. And so to run and do that, we have runners, they take care, they do training physically, mentally. And as a follower of Jesus, we got to do the same thing, don't we?
That's correct. And so we need to realize that this there is a competition, a spiritual competition. And as it points out in Corinthians, where this is taken from, in any competition, typically one is going to receive the prize. And it's trying to bring that emphasis back to us that we can do it. We can become faithful. And God wants us to see the reward coming back. And so, again, he's trying to lay out from an analogy, I can get that out right. I think I'm a little shivering here in Wyoming cold. But anyway, we look at that we can become faithful. We can do these things, even when we get tired, just take it one day at a time. And I know in my Christian experience how many times I would hear that. And you can only believe in one 24-hour period again. And that, hey, you know what God says? Hey, you know what? if you just take on this one 24-hour period today, you've earned that crown of the incorruptible crown. And that's enough to take on, and then go to bed and look at taking on the next day. Today, there's enough evil Jesus talked about. We don't have to look and project way out there into the future. A focus has to be, you hear that phrase too, live in the moment. And that is a biblical truth, in my opinion, and it ties into the incorruptible crown.
All right, the second crown that you talked about in your article was the crown of rejoicing. Talk to us about that.
The crown of rejoicing, being faithful to speak God's word and shepherd new believers. You know, as we spiritually grow from the milk of God's word to its meat, this crown of rejoicing is very important. And I when I reflect upon my journey as a Christian for, you know, really getting into the depth of his word and then living it horizontally in life, I know as a new Christian, I was very excited being a sophomore in college and just going out and speaking to everybody. and that newness of realizing of what had happened to me, that I had really gone from death onto life, and that this unbelievable message of hope of our Lord Jesus Christ and all that. Our sins can be forgiven, as it tells us in Romans 10, 9 and 10. I mean, who wouldn't want that? And as a young man, I'm 56 today, but back then, that, you know, I was 21 years old. And so that was a really big deal for me in my life. But as I've grown on even more today, it means more to me. And that I have to stay faithful. And yes, you gain experiences in life. And to me, it's like I need to reflect back of those early excitement that I had when I first became a believer. And so that being faithful, and then even I have people right now that I'm shepherding over God's word. And it might be for you, somebody at your job or somebody in a club you're in, and you're trying to help them rise up spiritually. God says, hey, you know what? You keep faithful in speaking my word. There's a crown in this one also.
Wow, really, really good stuff. We're talking with Rich Wessenberg. He's an author of a book called Treasures of the Believing Heart. But we've been talking about an article he wrote called A Living Dog is Better Than a Dead Lion. That's based on Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 4. And that says, for to him that is joined to all the living, there is hope. For a living dog is better than a dead lion. And we're almost out of time here, so we're going to have to wrap this one up. But we hope that you'll join us tomorrow, because we're going to continue talking about these five crowns that Rich talked about in this really good article. The first two are the incorruptible crown, based on 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 24 and 25. And then he just finished talking about the second crown, the crown of rejoicing, 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 19. So I hope that you'll invite someone to join us tomorrow. You can tell Rich is really passionate about this, and this article just really, really blessed me. I know it'll bless you, but there's three other crowns that he talked about in this article, and we're going to be talking more about those tomorrow. And then we're also going to talk about his book that he wrote called Treasures of the Believing Heart. So invite somebody to join us tomorrow as we'll continue our conversation with Rich Wessenberg on Hope is Here.
Are you allergic to gluten and struggle to find good-tasting gluten-free food in Central Kentucky? Well, I've got great news. Gluten-Free Miracles Healthy Bakery and Cafe is locally owned and located conveniently in Lexington, off Nicholasville Road, right behind Jeff's Car Wash. Everything is made from scratch and gluten-free. They also have options for those on the paleo, keto, and vegan lifestyles. And for pumpkin lovers, they have their seasonal items out now. For more information, you can check them out online at glutenfreemiracles.com. That's glutenfreemiracles.com.
CMI is your full-service human resources provider in Central Kentucky. For 15 years, CMI Human Resources has taken great pride in helping organizations and people work. Whether it's employee handbooks or help in filling a position, no job is too large or too small for CMI. Contact the professionals today at CMI Human Resources, 859-296-2800, or online at cmiconsulting.com.